Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Show with us tonight, talk about whatever is on your mind. The number for you to do so is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Call in and talk about whatever we're talking about. We've talked about all kinds of different things tonight, from Free Britney to mushrooms, just mushrooms in general and how great they are. But let's go straight to the phones. We've got Major Payne. You're calling in from Michigan. How are you, Major Payne?
Good evening. Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I'm just calling in about our latest non-presidential figure we have here, old China Joe. He's blaming the downfall of Afghanistan now upon the Afghan army who bailed. And I have pretty good information that the whole thing was undermined. These guys haven't been paid since July. They've not gotten fresh munitions and enlistments and such. And so the feeling that we weren't really behind them before we started pulling out was definitely in their craw.
Well, we pulled out, so wouldn't that ultimately be the reason that this happened? I just don't understand. What does the Afghan army pulling out have to do with anything? Weren't we going to pull out anyway?
No, the Afghan army was what we trained and munitioned and turned over all our bases to, and they just bellied up and handed everything over to Al-Qaeda.
Oh, I see, yeah. I see. So they're saying the failure of them not standing up to Al-Qaeda is due to them giving up. Well,
I'm not surprised that they did that. I mean, what were they supposed to do? They were outpowered.
And there were people that... went to work with the government that came and took over Afghanistan, a.k.a. the United States government. So the people that are left over are going to be pretty mad at you when your protection leaves. So I'd be kind of scared of them, too.
Well, it's a repetitive story. I mean, we've done this throughout history. And, if I was a foreign country, I'd tell you to get the hell out of here if you came saying I'm from the U.S. of A.
Yep, America.
I mean, even Ronald Reagan said the four biggest lies, nine words you don't want to hear is I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I don't think they give them the option to say no.
Yep, I don't think so. They just take over.
All right, peace, girls.
Thank you so much. I don't really know a lot about what's going on with Afghanistan because to me, it's like you said, it's all the same story over and over again. And I just don't believe it. And I don't like to hear about this horrible thing that the United States government goes around doing.
Same thing, different day.
Yep, same thing, different day. Like they go around uprooting, towns and everything and destroying things. They leave it a disaster, worse off than when they went in there, and they lie about their intentions. I just don't believe it. I don't know the reason that we went to Afghanistan because I don't believe it. I know that it's just for monetary gain of the United States government.
Yeah.
War is a racket.
Well, and it was, the worst part of it, maybe not the worst part, but something really horrible that happened with this whole thing is, one, we shouldn't have gone there in the first place. War is just completely useless. But we've been there for 20 years. And then just one day, all out of the blue, Joe Biden just pulls all of the troops out and then leaves all of the people at the embassy, all of the Afghani people who were working as translators for the U.S. They're just going to abandon them all there. What? So they get tortured by the Taliban? Like, what was really the plan here? So it's just another story of the U.S. coming in. We're going to save you. We're going to help you. And then they make everything worse. They destroy the entire country. And then they just literally handed it back to the Taliban. Like, really, seriously, what was the point there?
I'm sure there was some gain.
Absolutely.
There was something that they got. They're done now.
Opium seeds. And now, opium fields.
Right, yeah, poppy seeds.
Right, now they don't need it anymore. We're done. We're done.
Thanks
here.
Thanks for
Bye.
The heroin.
Yeah. Hope you guys are, all right, good luck. Bye.
We're doing fentanyl now here in the United States.
Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, thanks for the call again, Major Payne. But I don't really want to talk about Afghanistan. I was going to move on to this story from CNBC that says there are about 1 million more... sorry, a stupid pop-up came up back to me and continued to cite. So annoying. There are about 1 million more job openings than people looking for work. Employers in the U.S. face an interesting challenge ahead. How to fill nearly 10 million jobs opening with about a million fewer workers than there are positions available. How successful they are will go a long way in determining whether the recent strong of outsized job gains can continue. I just think it's really crazy that so many people don't want to work right now. And
why would they?
I mean, yeah, it's true if the government's going to give them money.
Mm-hmm. More money and more money.
I'd prefer not to sell my soul to the U.S.
Yeah.
Government.
During COVID-19, I didn't take money from the government other than the, you know, they give you the stimulus.
The stimulus. Yeah, they directly deposited it into my account.
Mm-hmm. Mine just went into my account.
Honestly, when you have kids now, too, they direct deposit money into your account every month.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, if they want to pay for me to buy some more crypto,
right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You can destroy your currency, but I'm not going to use it anymore.
Yep, it's just them destroying currency every time they give it away because they've got to print more. They got to pass a bill that lets them print trillions of dollars. Some of it goes to you. Way more of it goes to their own little things they're doing, like $10 billion or something to gender studies in Afghanistan or something for the first.
Was it Pakistan or?
Maybe it was Pakistan.
Yeah.
For the first COVID stimulus bill.
Yeah, because what does that have to do with COVID?
Well, that anything?
Like,
that's
or anything. Yeah, exactly. Like, what?
That's why they have such a big pushback against crypto. Because how can they devalue your money if you don't use it?
Yeah.
If you're using something else that has its own value, they can't control you with it.
Yep. And what do we mean by they're devaluing the money? Every time they print more, it's worth less than it was before. So if you have a savings account with the same amount in it, you're putting in the same amount, it's getting stolen from, literally. Like, the value is being stolen. You can buy less with it if it's worth less than it was before. So the United States is literally stealing from you every time they give you money. They're not giving you money. They're stealing from you.
Yeah, well, even, like, think of it. Their food is more expensive. Gas is more expensive. Housing is more expensive. Everything is more expensive. Every year, it gets more and more and more and more expensive just to be alive.
And we don't have, like, nice, nice things in the United States. Like, we don't have, you know, like, I don't know, what are those, you know, rail cars called that go from city to city?
Oh, yeah, the trains?
You would think that we would have, like
the electric trains.
Some kind of an amazing infrastructure and stuff with all the money we give to the government. We could have something way better if we just cut out the middleman, took the government out of the equation, use our own money to take care of everything that we wanted. Anyways, I'll go back to this article. It's kind of a tangent. The Department of Labor reported Friday that there are some 8.7 million potential workers who have been looking for jobs and are counted among the unemployed. At the same time, job placement site Indeed estimates that there are about 9.8 million job vacancies as of July 16th, or just a few days after the government's sample period for the monthly numbers. Companies have been using a variety of techniques, including signing bonuses, higher salaries, and flexible working arrangements to entice people. It really sucks. It sucks for the businesses that have to do this because people who would normally want to come, you know, do a job in exchange for money now are just getting money from the government to not have to do anything. So why wouldn't they choose to not do anything or just sit at home and mess with their hobbies if they're getting a lot of money from the government? And the reason that the government is doing it is just to make you dependent on them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, they're going to have to bribe me with a little bit more money than that. I mean, they're not really, like, paying people an outrageous amount. It's just kind of, like, crazy to me that that's worth it for people to not be productive.
Right.
Like, that is not enough money for me. I'm going to have to, I need more money than that.
Right. Well, especially you know? The way things are going. Like you're saying, everything, the price of everything is going up. And not only is the price of everything going up, but they're going to tell you how you can do that. Like, they're going to tell you how you can farm your food, and maybe you can't farm your food, so you have to buy it from the store. They're going to tell you what kind of house you can live in, how many bedrooms you have to have. You know, you can't live in specific properties because they're not zoned for that. You can't live in specific housing because that's not proper.
Yeah, once they get control of every single aspect of your life, I mean, once they have control of your money, they've almost got that. It's coming. That's absolutely coming, Lori. 603-283-6160. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Open phones, you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160. 6160 is the number you need to call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie,
Lori,
and Nikki.
And right now we're talking about the job market. It's extremely messed up right now because people don't have the right incentives to go to work. So therefore, people who are trying to run businesses can't really hire people right now because, you know, why would you want to go to work if you can just live off the government and do nothing all day? This article from CNBC says there are about 1 million more job openings than there are people looking for work. Companies have been using a variety of techniques. I already read this, but I'll go back. Including signing bonuses, higher salaries, and flexible working arrangements to entice people, which is just so messed up to me because, like, yeah, it's what you gotta do when people don't have the incentive to work, you gotta add more incentives, but it's just so messed up that the government has messed things up like this for people, like,
Yeah, so private businesses have to take the flack.
Yep.
Because the government basically ruined everything like they always do.
This year they already became enforcers for the government's laws, and now the government's messed up their supply chain or, you know, supply of workers so bad they have to add extra things to try to entice people to come to work. That likely will have to continue as the COVID-19 pandemic changes the jobs market. Perhaps permanently. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Permanently? It's just so crazy that they talk about it like that. Like, of
yep.
course,
the
like.
New normal.
Like, who? I mean, it's obvious that it's gonna be that way, like, permanent, because if you give the government this power, they're not gonna wanna just give it to you, give it back to you. But, it's just crazy to me because this pandemic is really not. I mean, I guess it. I've heard people say, yeah, well, it's technically a pandemic, but. It's not that deadly. It just doesn't...
I don't think this was a pandemic. This does not constitute a pandemic.
People panicked over nothing.
Yeah,
sure
this
did.
Was like some weird reset to start the new world order, like one world government of China, you
I
know?
Mean, we know it's not really a pandemic going on right now in New Zealand, and they have one COVID case and they're shut down.
That still
earlier.
Blows my mind.
Right, one case and they shut down.
That is, like, I can't imagine that. I feel so bad for those people
it
there.
It doesn't even make any sense. Why would you do such a thing?
It doesn't
why would
make
you,
any sense at
like,
all.
Like, if you thought that this needed to be contained, why would you not isolate the person?
Yeah, the one person.
And maybe, like, yeah. their close contacts.
I mean, I would still think that was wrong and messed up. And,
oh, yeah.
But if the person voluntarily quarantined themselves, it would make more sense. It just, yeah. it's crazy.
I mean.
It makes you see what this is obviously actually all about.
Right. Right, that's what it is, it's control, because if it was about, you know, actually stopping it, then quarantining that person and their close contacts would be enough to stop it. You wouldn't have to shut down the entire economy.
And they're hardcore shut down in Australia and New Zealand, like, they have, you know, helicopters, police helicopters flying around making sure nobody's out.
Oh, that's, like, apocalyptic.
Yeah. Right. On the last show I was on with Ian, he was playing a video where a guy, he was, like, proudly, he was some, I don't know, premier or something. They have, like, different names for their government goons over there. But this premier or whatever he was saying, we had a incident where there was 24 young people that were out at the cliffs partying and they thought it'd be a good idea. So, yeah, we arrested them. It was just like, wow, these... healthy, like, not at risk, young
yeah.
people.
How dare they disobey daddy government?
We did that well, we didn't do it, but they did that here, too. I remember at the beginning of this, some guy went to the ocean and swam by himself in the water, and they arrested him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And, like, the
yeah.
salt water is probably yeah. good for him with the sun.
I know, right?
Open
and he's
air.
Alone.
Oh,
yeah.
wow.
Yeah.
You can't go outside and get vitamin D and breathe fresh air. You'll be too healthy.
Right.
You know, we need you to be sick. We need you to be living in fear.
Mm-hmm.
Can't have that.
People who don't see what this is really about just must, like, not see those stories. They probably just, you know, they sit there and they watch just the mainstream media telling them all these stories that sound really scary, you know.
They're just bootlicky, and they're like, they didn't listen. They deserve it. They should go to get jail.
Yeah, that's true.
I hope they get really punished.
Yeah.
That's how they act.
Naughty, naughty, naughty. And people, they're almost like
I'm
jealous.
I'm gonna tell on you.
Oh. It's like they're subconsciously like jealous. Yeah, like the toddlers. It's like, weren't we all taught in like kindergarten? Don't be a tattletale.
Right.
You know, like my parents, if we told on each other, they used to be like, don't do that. That's bad. Like, don't be a tattletale. Like, nobody likes a tattletale.
Yeah, until everyone's a tattletale. Now they all love each other.
Yeah, it's like super backwards.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. I totally agree, though, that people who do see these stories, I mean, my brain just doesn't work like that. My brain just thinks, oh, well, see, you can see that's not what this is about. This is obviously more about control than trying to contain a sickness if we're arresting one person swimming in the ocean by himself.
Right,
but you're right. Most bootlickers, they're just going to think, oh, I hope he gets in trouble.
Right. Yeah. Right. He didn't listen to the cops.
Or the big one. Oh, it's all your fault that this is happening. All the unvaccinated people, all the anti-maskers. It's their fault that we're still in all these lockdowns and we're having, like, they just have to shift the blame onto the people who are living freely and they're not complying because they're like sick. All these people, they're sick of the government control, but they can't figure it out in their brains that it's really the state that is doing this to them, so they have to shift the blame onto people who are living freely.
They also can't accept that it's their fault for complying, not anyone else's fault for not complying.
Your own life is your responsibility.
I hear people all the time say, oh, it's because they're scared. But I don't like that, because everyone's scared of things. They're cowards, is what it is. Everyone's scared of something. You just have to, stand up and do what you need to do. But they act cowardly. They don't want to do that. They want to just someone to take care of them and pet them and feed them and tell them everything's okay.
Being a free person, it's a big responsibility for you to have to make your own decisions and for you to have to live your own life. And to people like us, it's an amazing, freeing, liberating feeling. Like, being a free person is the best thing. But if you're just living, like, people who are living in fear and they just... they need someone to hold their hand, like it's too much of a responsibility for them, or even just like the concepts, it's too much for their minds to grasp.
Yep, I totally agree. And they train people by putting them into public schools in these fake environments, like something that, it's totally artificial. It's not really what real life should be like.
Yeah. Indoctrination camps.
And they indoctrinate them into living a certain way. I was saying this on the show the other night, the last time I was on. When I was a kid, I remember the moment I was getting indoctrinated to become a statist, because I was homeschooled kindergarten to third grade. Then in my first year in school, the teachers would always do this thing where, like, if one kid was being bad or talking, they punished the whole class. So, like, everybody be silent for 5 minutes because this one kid was talking. And I would sit there and think, it's so messed up that I'm being punished when the boys were the ones being bad, because it's, like, a good kid. And I remember looking at the board, like, where they had a list of rules. And I remember this so clearly and just thinking, it's so simple. You just follow the rules. It's so simple. So that was like, my indoctrination really happening. Yeah. But I mean, it's a fake world that public school is. It's not how things really work. And that's how they indoctrinate people into thinking that they just need to follow the government's rules. What do you think? 603-283-6160. Call in about whatever's on your mind. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law, and do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set, and watch the darkness flee from the light.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The president says U.S. troops may remain in Afghanistan beyond his August 31st deadline. In an interview with ABC News, President Biden said that troops would remain in the country until all American citizens have been evacuated.
We're going to do everything in our power to get all Americans out and our allies out.
Does that mean troops will stay beyond August 31st if necessary?
It depends on where we are and whether we can get ramp these numbers up to 5,000 to 7,000 a day coming out. If that's the case, they'll all be out.
Officials believe between 10 and 15,000 Americans are in Afghanistan, with another 50 to 65,000 Afghans that the administration wants to evacuate. Biden says the goal is to begin to airlift 5 to 7,000 people out a day. The State Department says that about 2,000 people have been evacuated in the last 24 hours. This is USA Radio News. Health officials officially recommended COVID booster shots Wednesday for those who have been fully vaccinated to shore up their protection against the virus. The plan calls for a third shot 8 months after people receive their second dose of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy explains that a review of new data showing that protection from the initial round of vaccine declines over time, leading to the decision on a booster dose.
Even though this new data affirms that vaccine protection remains high against the worst outcomes of COVID, we are concerned that this pattern of decline we are seeing will continue in the months ahead, which could lead to reduced protection against severe disease, hospitalization, and death. That is why today we are announcing our plan to stay ahead of this virus by being prepared to offer COVID-19 booster shots to fully vaccinated adults 18 years and older.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Live. Welcome back. It's the call-in talk radio show where you can talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160 is the number to call to get your voice heard on the radio. Talk about whatever is on your mind. You can challenge us to, to agree with whatever you think, or you can talk about whatever we're talking about. 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you have me, Bonnie,
Lori,
and Nikki.
And let's just go right to the phones. We have Mondo. Can you hear me, Mondo?
Yes. Hello?
Hey, so what did you want to call in and talk about tonight?
Well, first of all, I just want to thank you for having me on. But I was listening to you guys. I'm over here in the tri-state of the southwest of America. And, a lot of what you were talking about, how a lot of people don't want to go back to work and stuff like that. You know, there's another reason why I was thinking is, what about people that just don't want to go back to work because they don't want to get vaccinated? You know, because a lot of these jobs now are like demanding vaccinations, or they don't want to, like, for me,
absolutely.
Basically, for me, I was like, I was working at the casinos over here. And I just got, I was working there for a few years, and I just got tired of wearing a mask. I was like, you know what, this is just, so I quit, but I didn't even get no unemployment. I just went straight back to school.
I hope that it didn't sound like we were talking bad about everyone who's choosing not to work right now, because honestly, I did the same thing at the beginning of 2020. I couldn't handle just wearing a mask on my face all day being a waitress. I seriously couldn't handle that, so I just went, and did Uber Eats, actually, and tried to go back to school, but, I mean, like, the long-distance school was too hard for me, but...
Yeah, I mean, I think there's, like, two things, right? There's people who are, like... living their truth and, like, sticking up for their principles. Like, no, I don't believe in wearing a mask, or, like, I'm not going to get vaccinated. Or, you know, I don't support the company I'm working for anymore, what they're saying. And then there's the people who are like, well, I'm just getting free money, so I might as well, you know. But you can't even blame those people either, because it's like, why would you work a job that you hate for a minimum wage when you're getting free money? You're getting, some of the people were getting more money on unemployment. So, like, you would literally be stupid to go back to work if you're getting paid more on unemployment, you know?
Yeah, of course. But the other thing, too, is that the way people are now at work, like, I got a good job making $18 an hour, and I'm living in Arizona, so, I mean, rent is very low over here. But I swear to God, I couldn't work for somebody that I had somebody right behind me or somebody to the side of me saying, oh, pull up your mask. I'll take a drink of water, and all of a sudden, pull up your mask. And everybody's, like, so tyrannical, you know, especially with this COVID.
Can't imagine. You know? Well, thank you for so much for the call, Mondo. Really appreciate it.
That's a great point that he brought up.
Yeah. I can't imagine, because I just kind of dropped out. I was a waitress. I didn't want to wear a mask every day, and people were, like, not even tipping as much. They was, you know, we might lose our jobs. We have to eat out, and we have to not tip people. Like, oh, my God.
It's so crazy having a waitress wear a mask anyway. All the diners are not wearing masks. How are you going to eat with a mask on? So you come in with your security theater mask on and sit down at the table and then take it off.
Yeah, because the whole thing makes no sense.
Right, COVID's only transmissible when you're walking, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, not when you're sitting down.
Ever since then, I did Uber Eats, so, like, I'd wear a mask to go into places, but I didn't have to, like, interact with people. Like, I can't imagine how people are being, like, people seriously are probably being really tyrannical about it.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine being a high schooler to transition to this article I have. I just think that other high schoolers probably have all these opinions, and, you know, they're not very, you know, educated, and maybe your parents have some type of a mind of their own, and, you know, you're thinking, like, you don't want to disagree out loud. It's probably so annoying right now, but it's probably like that in the job field too. Well, in Texas, a parent rips off mask off of a teacher's face, and school official warns, do not fight mask wars in our schools. Says, masked and ready to start the new academic year, students in Austin's Eanes Independent School District return to campuses excited to reunite with friends and meet their new teachers. Campus principals report several magical moments. Tom Leonard, the superintendent, said in a note to parents and staff on Tuesday, one day before the district's first day of school. But there were also a few sad moments. At recent school events, he qualified, some parents physically and verbally assaulted teachers because of masks. One parent ripped a teacher's mask off of her face, Leonard said. Others yelled at another teacher to remove her mask because they claimed it made it difficult to understand what she was saying. So, basically, just so far, it sounds like it's not a good, like, thing to, you know, physically take a mask off somebody's face,
right,
or demand they take their mask off, because, like, you know, it's, if it's on your body, it's your choice to do.
Yeah, and it's like just like that person that ripped the mask off the teacher's face, just like how she doesn't want to wear a mask, if the teacher wants to wear the mask, that's also, like, if you want the freedom to choose, like, they deserve the freedom to choose as well. So literally physically assault someone is just making her look crazy.
Yeah, I just think it's, like, crazy that things are getting to things, or to you know, this height of emotions and all this, because people are probably fighting about whether or not they should have to wear masks. Somebody sent me a video from Lehigh High School in Utah, where there was this teacher going on a tangent about how, like, you guys as parents are stupid if they're not vaccinated, and I'm pissed off because I know that there are unvaccinated kids around. Like, you know, like, if you're an unvaccinated kid there, you just don't want to get vaccinated. Your literal teacher is up there, like, preaching about how you're gross. Like, that's sad. And, you know,
that is sad.
I'm just basically saying, like, It shouldn't be up to the government, and it's making people turn against each other.
Yeah.
It's really sad and scary.
This is another great reason why everybody should pull their kids out of public schools.
Yeah.
There are so many other better options. Your kids could literally teach themselves and just, like, read books and use the internet and just study what they're interested in and learn more, and it would be more beneficial to them than public school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. During the break, me and Laura were talking about how they don't teach you anything important, like how to start a business, but they'll teach you how to, like, memorize and...
Right. They'll teach you how to critique a book in the way that your teacher wants you to critique it.
Yeah.
And not think your own way of how it's meant.
Yeah.
Wow. You know.
What to think,
true.
Not
yeah.
how to think.
Right.
Wow, that's very true. And I've really thought about that. I remember in, like, English classes, they'd be like, what do you think that the author means by this? And
wrong.
They'd, like, give you an answer.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and then when you give them your honest answer, they're like, well, no.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, well, you literally asked my opinion.
Right.
So.
My right.
Never really thought about that one.
Yeah.
Well, going on, it says, this type of behavior will not be tolerated in Eanes ISD. Leonard wrote Tuesday, our staff are on the front lines of this pandemic. Let's give them some space and grace. Please, I am asking everyone to be kind. Do not fight mask wars in our schools. The incidents reflect the growing tensions around mask mandates in schools as students return for the new academic year while coronavirus cases surge.
So is there a mask mandate in the school?
Yep.
Do we know from that there is?
I'm pretty sure there is in all of Texas.
I've heard they've put, like, plexiglass up in schools and, like,
so,
everyone has to wear a mask.
So I just want to make sure I have this right. The students are being forced to wear masks at these schools.
Yes, and then, you know,
but then the superintendent is saying, don't fight mask wars in the school. But they're starting a mask war by mandating that all the children wear it.
Mm-hmm.
If it was like, do it if you want, don't do it if you don't want, that'd be one thing. But you can't force everybody to do something and then be surprised when they're not going to, when they're going to try to fight it and do what they feel comfortable with.
Because what they really mean is, comply with what we tell you and don't fight back and just do it.
Yeah, so that must be what they mean.
That.
Yeah. That's the war.
It sucks because there are parents that, you know, don't really have a choice because they have to work or whatever, and they, you know, think they have to send their kids to public schools. And kids who are not at risk are being forced to wear these masks on their face. Of course, there's going to be tensions. You're right. They're the ones starting it. 603-283-6160. That's the number to call in. It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. More on the way.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law and do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandments pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bluestar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Bluestar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Bluestar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Bluestar in the first aid section. Feel Bluestar work fast or your money back.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. It's a call-in talk radio show where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160 is the number to call. This is this last segment, but still, write it down, save it in your phone. We're on every night. 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you have me, Bonnie,
Lori,
and Nikki.
And let's go right into the phones. We have Sean from Tennessee. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. I just wanted to say that I do enjoy the show. But I was listening to the individual who called out of the Southwest, I think it was Arizona. Mm-hmm. And I just really appreciate his viewpoint on the whole thing and everybody who has that viewpoint.
Me too.
As far as like the job force, and you're noticing a lot of, you know, employers that can't get anybody to fill the positions. And, you know, people would assume that it's because a lot of people want to live off the government funds, but that's not the case, because I'm the same way, where I haven't even gotten unemployment since 8 months ago when I separated from my job. And, you know, it was because people, you know, I was just tired of the tyrannical, you know, every time you look, they were wanting you to wear a mask, or you were being reprimanded, you know, for not having your mask on. And it just got a little bit annoying. So I think a lot of people are just, you know, in tune to what's going on, and they're just not willing to succumb to that kind of stuff, you know, taking a vaccine or, you know, wearing a mask all day long for 8 hours or more.
And I really appreciate that mindset as well. And I appreciate people that are doing that, because it's really important to live your truth, you know, and it's exhausting, because I'm kind of in the position where I have to wear a mask at work, and, you know, I'm working in healthcare and seeing all these things I don't agree with. In some days it's like, it's really heavy and it's really stressful. And I'm like, man, I am not living my truth. And it's a big thing to deal with. You know, it's very conflicting.
And another thing is, you know, kind of like on the same lines of, you know, people are just like starting their own thing. So just because, you know, people aren't, going to an employer per se, you know, it's like I know people who are starting their lawn companies and, you know, some people are just starting. I know, like with me, I started growing my own food, you know, and looking to do my own thing as far as lawn care and stuff like that. So I think a lot of people are just, you know, steering away from the, you know, what we knew it to be, you know, because it seems to be crumbling, I guess, and there's not really much guarantee in corporate America anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think we're going to start to see that shift more and more and more as these, you know, regulations get stricter and stricter. We're going to just see this shift in society where, just like you said, people are going to start doing their own thing, opening up their own businesses, growing their own food, being more self-sustaining and relying less on the state. And, you know, people don't want to work at McDonald's anymore. They don't want to work at Target anymore. They want to start doing things that are a little bit more fulfilling for them and where they have more freedom and more control. So I think we're going to see a lot more of that.
What was the, like, general job, type of job you were working that you quit, Sean?
Me? I actually worked in an office setting. It was a call center.
Okay.
And it happened so fast. You know, as soon as the pandemic started circulating in the news and stuff, you know, it's like they started just kind of implementing those precautions, I guess. Every day we had to have our heads scanned, you know, for our temperatures. They would tell us to wear the mask, and anytime we were up from the desk, we had to have the mask up, even if we weren't within 6 feet of somebody. So it just, you know, all of it just started not really making sense with me, and it was very annoying. But yes, it was an office setting, you know, just a typical call center.
Okay.
There's going to be a lot more of these job openings that aren't getting filled once they really start pushing these mandatory vaccines. Who's going to want to get a vaccine when they're against it working for $7 an hour?
Yeah.
That's exactly. Not going to entice anybody.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it seems like most people are for the vaccine. It seems, or at least that's the propaganda we're being fed. Who
that's
really
not what
knows?
I'm seeing, though.
That's not what I'm seeing, but we also, I mean, me, I also run in mostly, I guess you would call it, like, libertarian anarchist circles. So I don't know if that's why, but, I mean, even at the hospital I work at, a lot of people are, they would rather lose their jobs than take the vaccine. So
anything else, Sean?
Well, I guess lastly, I would just like to, again, appreciate people with, like-minded as you guys and the guy that called in earlier. But as much as it seems like, you know, a lot of people are, you know, asleep and just kind of going along with it, I think there's, you know, just as many people that are in tune to it and will give, you know, that them a run for their money, you know, so they're not just going to break down easy, you know, like us and say, you know, we're just going to do everything that you guys are telling us to do because we have, you know, the ability to read between the lines and see what's really going on.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for the call tonight, Sean. I really appreciate it. I like the positive spin to the perspective of like why there is so little people wanting to work.
Yeah.
You know, I hadn't thought about it much. I really didn't want to sound like I was talking just bad, like, oh, everybody doesn't want to work because they want to just sit around and do be on the government's
heat
or whatever.
That's the first thing that comes to mind, though, right?
But, I mean, but I don't blame those people either because it does, I mean, like, why would you want to do something like work at McDonald's right now?
Yeah.
Why would you want to do that? You can get government money for doing nothing
and not have to wear a mask and not have to take
literally.
Your temperature and not have to get a shot.
I never blame people. If you want to take advantage of the state, take advantage of the state. I mean, like, they're taking advantage of all of us. So
right.
If you want to get Social Security, disability, whatever, use it to your advantage.
They're
taking, it's there for a reason.
They're taking more from you than you're getting out.
Absolutely.
But I mean, the other thing is, like, taking it does encourage them. Like, it gives them control over your life. You want to like, step back from corporate jobs and then take control of your life. Like, Sean, grow your own food, you know, start your own business, you know. Even getting into the gig economy, I think doing Uber Eats was, like, the best decision for me last year. I had so much more time to do whatever I wanted. Like, my friends who had, you know, jobs, they had to, you know, schedule around, I was just like, I'm open all the time. I can just Uber another day.
Yeah, exactly.
I was telling my husband the other day, I was reading an article about people's hour division, and people today are expected to work more hours per week than medieval peasants.
Oh, God. I don't want to be a peasant. Right. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, me neither.
Government slave.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, I guess we can go back into this article about the teacher getting her... Oh, well, we only have a minute left, so I guess. I was thinking it was, you know...
I love ending on a positive note, though. That last call was actually really inspiring to me.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of makes you think, like, maybe I should, you know, take advantage of, you know, my freedom and do my own thing, you know.
Hopefully all the people that get kicked out of society for not complying with the rules, hopefully we can all get together and, you know, work within the community.
Involuntary community.
Yeah.
It's making me think, like, maybe this could kind of starve the corporations.
I think so. I think we're going to see a big shift in, you know, there's going to be less McDonald's and more farm stands.
Good.
Hopefully. I don't know. I'm going to manifest that.
Nice. Do it.
Yes.
I know I was going to start growing my own foods this year and stuff, but then the raid happened, so I just had no motivation to want to.
Yeah, and that's an important thing, too, is, like, whenever something traumatic like that happens, it's, like, you can't get sucked into, like, the state and their negativity, and even though that was a really, like, horrible, terrible, like, dramatic event, it's hard not to get, like, sucked into it, and we have to remember, like... to exert our power and, like, continue to shine bright and do our own thing and not let the draconian state, you know, ruin things for us. And just every time they knock us down, we're going to get back up.
Yep. I got so much good out of the raid. It, like, sounds almost bad. Sounds, like, almost irreverent, especially with nobody still in jail.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like it's over. It's not over. And it's not like it's, the worst parts aren't over for a lot of people. But if you don't know what we're talking about, March 16th, the government goons, 50 of them, took over my house, no-knock raided my house. Aria DiMezzo, our co-host, and like 19 other locations in New Hampshire, just over people selling Bitcoin.
Yep. So, go to thecrypto6.com to learn all about it.
So yes, go to thecrypto6.com to learn about it. But this has been Free Talk Live. Thank you guys so much for the calls and for listening. And tune in every night. We're live every single night for 3 hours. So thanks for listening. Peace.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.